adopt it conceptually.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to do?
Yeah. I'm comfortable with that.
You adopt conceptually what you want to do, and you let the council look at the language that needs to be inserted here. Okay. Okay. So, comments?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Representative Hanlon.
I move that we amend HB 2793-6.
We had a motion on the floor.
Oh, I'm sorry. Haven't you adopted that?
Not yet.
Oh, excuse me.
So we have to
withdraw the motion.
We have the motion of Representative Bannon before us that would delete on page 2, line 3, comparable and insert new. And what was the second one, Representative Bannon?
Nope.
I think this was the only one, right?
Page three, the adoption,
conceptually.
The binding arbitration
and leave it up to the Legislative Council to come up with language. Right?
Those two.
Question. Representative Bannon.
Yes.
The binding arbitration is binding on both parties, one party, or who?
The amendment as stated, Representative Hanlon, was arbitration shall be binding on the manufacturer.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Further discussion? Objections? No? Motion passed. Representative Hanlon.
Mr. Chair, I move to amend 2793-6 by inserting a section 6A as it appears in 2793-7, except that it should read a person who prevails in an action under this act may recover reasonable attorney's fees and costs at trial and on appeal to be awarded by the court. In other words, Representative DeBoer's request that it go either way is the purpose of my insertion of the amendment.
Okay, could we go to, again, to Legislative Council with proper language for that? Okay.
Do you have any comment on that, Mr. Lilliels?
Any discussion on that?
Well, I don't think that the problem with doing that, that not all parties had agreed on that, that was a conceptual thing. I don't know how the other members feel. I would feel more comfortable if they took that issue and put it into a broader issue than a panel. We've had that in Labor Committee, Human Resources, and this committee this session.
Yeah.
And it's a broad problem.
Separate, yeah.
I understand your concerns. If I might speak to that, if we wait for this legislature to pass bills relating to lawyers' fees. Bills relating to lawyers' fees speak to what a person who brings a claim might recover on behalf of the costs that they incur from their lawyer. Their lawyer might charge them, you've got to watch out for lawyers every now and then, more than the court allows for the, quote, reasonable lawyer fee. These fees accrue to the benefit of the person bringing the claim. If we do not consider these in the bills that we have before us individually, it is my opinion from knowing the process as little as I do, but I'm learning that such a policy issue will not be settled by this legislature to allow such recovery. When you're dealing, my amendment is middle of the road for me, when you're dealing with someone, and as I understand the bill, you're dealing with a manufacturer primarily, the dealer is not involved, the liability is directed at the manufacturer. When you go in and buy a GM car, you don't ask to change the contract around so that it's done to your like. You usually have to sign on the dotted line the way it's printed up. As I recall, Ford Motor Company some years back decided that they would put a gasoline tank into Pinto Automobile with a common wall on the floor of the trunk, and this was a decision that was made because the cost of the liability claims, as they perceived, would be lower than the amount of profit they could make by changing it to make it a safer vehicle. The reason I put what I consider a middle-of-the-road provision in, it is meant primarily for the consumer. It can work either way. It can work on behalf of the company, Ford, GM, if they ultimately prevail in a court of law and you've got a consumer that shouldn't be in court that's already gone through arbitration. My opinion is the insertion of 6A, as I've amended it, is fair and reasonable, and I understand others may differ with this.
Representative Hanlon, I think what's being brought up earlier by Representative Boer and some others here, that we have in other areas where we dealt with attorney's fees, you know, that should be considered as a separate piece of legislation dealing with that.
I understand, Mr. Chairman. I understand that, Mr. Chairman, and I respectfully disagree.
And my concern is only, and I don't know if what the committee thinks about it, but my concern is that if we include this in the bill, we want the bill, Osberg want the bill, but we certainly want a bill that is acceptable on the floor, and that is where my concern comes in, that we have a bill before us and a bill on the floor which we most likely cannot pass. That is my concern. So for that reason, I think that we should consider it as a separate issue. Unless we have a certainty that we have indeed 31 float on the floor, which I doubt very much. And we will end up with no bill. That is my concern. While there is a pressing need for legislation to deal with the problems that the public and the consumer faces in regard to lemons.
Move the previous question.
Okay. Clerk, call the roll.
Representative Jones?
No.
Representative Lindquist?
No.
Representative Bennett?
No.
Representative Hanlon?
Aye.
Representative DeBoer?
No.
Representative Bryson?
No. Motion failed.
Now we need to vote on the bill.
Yeah.
I move the bill to the floor as amended.
Representative,
I thought we already did.
No, we amended.
You go ahead and do it. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
No,
I
thought
you were saying
that. Representative Bennett moves House Bill.
I move to amend House Bill 2793 with amendments contained in House Bill 2793-6 as amended.
That's right. Amendment. To amend the bill.
That's amended. Discussion?
Any
objections?
I have no objections.
Motion passed.
Now we move the bill.
Not even everyone.
No.
I move House Bill 2793 to the floor as amended. You pass.
Recommendation. Okay. Discussion?
I just have to declare a possible conflict of interest.
Representative Boer, declare a possible conflict of interest. Further discussion? No. Clerk, call the roll.
Representative Lindquist?
Aye.
Representative Bennett?
Aye.
Representative Hanlon?
Aye.
Representative Jones?
Aye.
Representative DeBoer?
Aye.
Representative Bryson?
Aye. Motion passed. Representative Hanlon, you want to carry the bill?
Mr. Chairman, I do not in its present form.
Okay.
Very good. You're carrying it,
I didn't say anything.
You volunteered? You volunteered? Yeah. I think it's volunteered.
I'll do it. I wasn't trying to get out of it. I just didn't.
I think we want to clarify this as a committee, and I think I speak for the committee. And Osberg wanted the bill. We wanted the bill. We want to deal with the issue. But we certainly need to have a bill in that we can pass on the floor, because if we got defeated on the floor, that's it. And you won't have a bill.
Mr. Chairman, something that I Is this something we want to have amended or engrossed?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Would you add that on engrossed before we...
Engrossed before we send it to the floor.
Printed with all the amendments in it.
Representative DeBoer.
I'd just like to make a statement to Osberg, too. I hope next session they come in with a new home lemon bill, because I bought 3 homes and I would have liked to give back.
Okay, thank you all, and committee adjourned.